Ryan, thanks. As we look out the windows here on Michigan Avenue, we see an older man and a boat, and he's marching animals two by two up a plank onto the boat.
It just happened. It just happened. I went out to let Kurt in, and I felt the first raindrop of this torrential downpour.
It's a monsoon outside. Wow. I'm not sure the Cubs are going to start on time today. I'm not positive that's going to happen. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. He stops by once a week, and we talk about the world of television. Kurt, before we get into the shows that you want to discuss, there's a very strange story about the star of Criminal Minds. This is Thomas Gibson. And if you don't know him from Criminal Minds, I knew him from Darman Greg from a long time ago. He was Greg on Darman Greg.
I liked that show.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad show. That was fun. Jenna Elfman was Dharma. All right, so Thomas Gibson for the past several seasons has been on a show called Criminal Minds. And now he has been suspended from the show, and they're saying, the producers are saying, we don't think we want to have Thomas Gibson come back for a very strange reason. Do you know much about this at all?
Well, just that he apparently kicked or hit one of the writers.
Yeah, you're not supposed to kick or hit the writers.
Yeah, that's an instant out, I think.
Right.
Which, as I was just telling Bill when I first saw that, I thought I would too if I was given the script.
Oh, set. No.
If I was an actor
the writing
on
and was given the script. Isn't very strong, are you suggesting?
Yeah. Not a show for me.
But still, for a star to physically harm one of the writers, is that's bad business.
Right. Apparently, there was some creative difference.
Apparently. And, yes, I like to hit. I don't.
Yeah. And a disagreement. And it got physical. And Thomas Gibson told Variety that he regrets it occurred.
Do you remember the story that Danny Bonaducci told you and me years ago? His dad, Joseph Bonaducci, was a very accomplished writer for television. He wrote for The Dick Van Dyke Show and Andy Griffith, and he wrote for several shows over the years. And he had written a joke. He was writing on One Day at a Time, and he had written a joke for Bonnie Franklin, and it was the last joke of the episode. It was the capper at the very end of the episode. And every time they'd rehearse it, she'd say it wrong. And he'd say, if you don't say it this way, it's not going to get a laugh, and it's the last joke of the episode, and it'll just lay there. So she said, don't worry, when it comes to taping, I'll get it, I'll say it right. And they're in front of a live audience, and she says it wrong, and he went out, and Joseph Bonaducci slugged Bonnie Franklin. He punched Bonnie Franklin, and never worked again, by the way. That was his last job.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
You don't punch Bonnie Franklin.
You don't punch anyone.
No.
Well, that was the 70s. You could punch people
back then. It was slightly more allowable.
You could give
them
the old concrete galoshes if you wanted to.
That explains a lot about Danny, really, when I think about it.
Doesn't it?
I'm serious.
No,
so he punched her?
Yeah. He went in front of a live audience. He just walked and decked her.
I don't remember that story.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. So what will happen? Will they allow Thomas Gibson to come back?
Well, it says he's suspended for one episode.
He gets a one-game suspension for hitting or kicking
for two
a writer.
Weeks, so I guess they are approaching it as if it were a sports team or something. But I think the New York Daily News is saying he could get fired, but you know that might be a little.
But people like him on the other. This aside,
I've never heard. You know, people saying he's a mean guy or
Until this. All right, what do we know about the new Star Trek? This could be. This has the potential to be very exciting.
Yes. CBS was at TCA this week, the Television Critics Association, and the executive producer of it, Brian Fuller, talked about what would be in it, like the different things that would be in it, but wouldn't say specifically like anything. He said it would be set 10 years before the events
the original
of
Star
the
Trek?
Original Star Trek.
Yeah.
And that it would have a female lead, but she would not be the captain. She would be a lieutenant commander.
But it would focus mostly on her.
They've already named the ship, which is Discovery. What else did he talk about? Oh, it would the first season would be 13 episodes and would focus on an event that is often mentioned in the Star Trek canon, but has never been shown.
I wonder what that would be.
Well, later on today, I'm posting a story with what I'm guessing it could be.
Can I take a guess?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Sometimes they refer to this test. Is it called the Kobayashi test?
This is another part. It's not the Romulan War. Uh-huh. It's not the Kobayashi Maru.
That's what I was thinking of. Is that the Kobayashi Maru?
Section 13.
Okay.
So he did say it's not those three things, but anything, you know.
Yeah, anything but those.
Yeah. So the you know there's probably a lot of people trying to figure that out, and I tried to figure it out yesterday, and I talked to a Star Trek expert, a guy who teaches at Syracuse.
Oh,
University.
I know what it is. Spock's bar mitzvah. Is that what it is?
Maybe, but that's the other thing. None of the original characters
highly
in
illogical.
It,
Bill left
in the first season, but he did say Spock's mother will show up.
Oh, and there will Amanda,
and there will Amanda Grayson, and there will be robots.
There will be robots.
Yeah,
ready.
And he said robots, not androids, which is interesting because
androids are the next generation of robots.
Well, the next generation had the Android data. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Your mother has such pointy ears. There's going to be your mother
no,
jokes.
No, Amanda was a human.
She was human.
It was his father,
so they made
Sarek,
jokes about her being human. The Vulcan
kids they did.
Made
yeah.
jokes about her not having pointed ears.
Yeah. Oh.
Your mom has such round ears.
Okay, there we go. I don't follow
her
the
ears
whole
are
lore.
So round.
That was, oh, yeah? That was a your mama
your
joke
mother, right.
in the future.
Right.
Your mom's ears are so round, she could blank, blank, blank. All right, so this new Star Trek will not be on regular broadcast television, though, right?
It'll premiere on CBS, regular CBS,
yeah.
And then all the rest of the episodes will be on CBS All Access, which is their new streaming service, which they're trying to get people to.
Does that mean we have to pay for that?
Yeah,
yeah, it does. Oh, all right,
$5.99, $4.99 a month, something like that. And eventually
they
they'll have.
That.
You know, he said they still have not cast any of the characters, but they're supposedly going to start airing it in January.
They better hurry.
Better get busy.
Yeah, they have to definitely hurry.
And so CBS All Access will have, they're going to do another Big Brother this fall. They're going to do the Good Wife spinoff
yeah.
in spring of next year, supposedly.
Yeah.
Just on CBS All Access, and then this in January. So they're pumping up their original content.
There's also talk, since we're talking about the Star Trek series, there have been some whispers that there may be a Star Wars television series as well. Do you know anything
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, that's early on in the talks. But I think that everybody
they may try
involved
that.
Would love it.
All right. That would be fun.
You know, the animated series Star Trek, or Star Wars Rebels
yeah.
is coming back this fall.
Oh,
They just released a new trailer the other day.
It was supposed to happen last night during the Olympics.
Oh, the new Star...
For Rogue One,
the new movie.
For the feature film.
Yeah, yes. they apparently showed it, but...
Yeah, we lost power.
My cable was out, too.
I know, we were commiserating on Twitter.
I was so mad.
You can get it online, though. It's
well,
online.
Now, but
yeah.
at the time...
I didn't have internet last night, either. All my... Everything's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, because the router's down.
Yeah.
It's like... But, I mean, you can get it now. It's just when it was breaking.
You wanted to see it immediately.
Jimmy Mack wants to see it right away.
While it's fresh.
I know there is a fruit fly in here, and I don't know why. It's like almost flying in your mouth several times.
You know, I'm going to stop bringing green peppers into the show like I do every day. There's no reason for that. All right. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, you know how to reach us, 312-981-7200. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We're talking about television, and again, if you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. Kurt, Wendy was a little surprised than I was, and I think a lot of people were, at the big shakeup over at Saturday Night Live, three cast members' contracts not being renewed for the upcoming season.
Yeah.
One is understandable, I have to agree.
Which one? John
Rudnitsky. He had a great Dirty Dancing bit that he did during Weekend Update, but other than that, you don't really see... They didn't use him very much. I'm not blaming him, but...
Right. Well, he was not a... a full-time cast
right, he
member,
was just a featured player.
Yeah. But I think toward the end of last season, they made him a full-time cast member.
No, he was still featured player right up to the end. I remembered in the last episode.
Bill keeps track of that because he wanted
track.
To be on the show and auditioned.
I
and
still have a
made
chance,
it.
Wendy. I still have a shot.
You could.
you could. But Taron Killam and Jay Farrow were the...
Both surprises that they wouldn't renew them for one more year.
It's so strange. I wonder. I can't imagine working at that place because it just seems like they. And the thing is that they never get told by their bosses.
Right.
I remember that
they read it in the press.
Yeah, they read it in the press, and I remember that. I have that book.
That's not cool.
The SNL Encyclopedia, whatever that book was, where they talked to a lot of the former players and
yeah.
all that stuff. And a lot of the folks...
It's called Life from New York, I think, right?
Yeah, Life from New York.
It's called Hold Me, I'm Scared. The lightning is and thunder is way too close.
Oh. But a lot of the former cast members who were let go found out the same way in the press.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're never told first. And
right.
apparently, was it Joe Piscopo? Or no, Norm Macdonald... like on set, nobody would talk to him one time. And he said, okay, if I'm fired, please tell me, let me know. And then somebody finally told him, you know, but it was strange, like a bigger NBC guy.
Sometimes they'll take a cast member. Adam Sandler is a perfect example of this. Adam Sandler was extremely popular, doing well. People liked him. Everybody liked him. And he got let go, and he never, to this day, he says, I still don't know the reason they let me go. They just didn't want me anymore.
Taron Killam, that's what he said in an UpRocks interview this week, was like, I don't know what happened.
He was the best performer by far. They put him
great
in everything. He was just, he had so many funny characters.
Yeah.
And then I noticed this past season, you weren't seeing very much of him.
No,
he was working on a project, but
is that why they let him go?
He was working on a project, and he's directing something coming up, but apparently it was set up so that it wouldn't really interfere a lot with his work on SNL, so he still was confused by it. And Jim Farrell, all he's done is said Friends Forever are, you know, he like Instagrammed a picture of some of him and the other cast members.
With Vanessa Bayer.
But,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure he hasn't really spoken about it, but I doubt he was told either until he saw it.
But they both, I guess they'll both go on to bigger and better things. They're both very, very talented. Jay Farrow was here a month ago. He was so much fun.
Well, and isn't he getting ready for a big tour, a big comedy tour?
Yeah, he's in the middle of it now.
Thing? Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Taron Killam's already got he's already working on something, directing something. So it's not like they're not going to land on their feet or
anything. Don't feel bad for them.
But it's, you know, there was all that brouhaha about the whole thing with, what's her face, daytime talk show.
Dinah Shore?
No.
Ellen.
I'm blanking on her name. The one where he moved to Good Morning America, or he moved to her co-host moved to.
I'm really good at charades, but
Today
I just
Show.
Kelly Ripa.
Right. Kelly Ripa.
And Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I mean, there was all the brouhaha about that she should have been told he was leaving. Well,
right.
How about telling the person you're firing that you're firing
that
them?
They're being let go.
I mean, this seems like a more egregious thing.
Egregious used to work with Kelly Ripa. Egregious Philbin.
I loved him. I miss him so much.
Funny that I
angry
remembered that name and not hers.
All right, what about CBS? They're getting some flack because for some reason, as they roll out more and more shows that are coming out in the fall, everybody on it is white.
Yeah. Well, they've been, you know, they've always been sort of notorious for not having a lot of diversity in their shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big stink during the pilot process early in the spring, that the one show that featured a female lead that they were considering, they didn't pick up. And I think some executive memos were released that said, you know, that sort of said, we don't want a female lead in a role. Or no, that show skews too feminine, but it was the Nancy Drew thing.
Really?
Of course it skews feminine.
Yeah, that was,
So they've always sort of had this knock on them, and now for the six new shows they have this fall, those six shows have six male leads.
Every one of the shows,
the new shows on CBS
has a white guy.
So at TCA this week, the journalists took them to task for that, and they sort of tried to spin it and say, you know, well, we have a lot of supporting characters who are minorities, and we do this other, you know, we have this little incubator for writers and stuff like that, but it's not showing up in there.
The most diverse network would probably be either ABC or Fox, right? ABC would have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other three do really well. I think ABC might be able to claim that, though. But
because they have all those sitcoms where they have a Jewish family, well, or a black family,
whole,
or an Asian family.
Right, the whole story, the whole family is that, and it's not just plopping in a character, minority character, into some other story, you know, just to have a minority character, you know.
Yeah.
The whole story revolves around that.
Bring back Mr. T and Tina. Yeah. I want to see that come back. I want that back. All right, Kurt, thank you. We appreciate you being here. It's Kurt Wagner. Visit his website, tvshowpatrol.com.
Netflix, The Get Down starts today.
What is The Get Down? What is
it? It is Baz Luhrmann did it, and it's about the birth of hip-hop in the 1970s, in the Bronx in 1970s. And it's kind of a big old mess, like many of his movies are.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a beautiful mess.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's some really cool moments in it, and there's some really cool stuff. It's really this sort of under all the other stuff going on, it's just like the story about these underdogs trying to make their way.
And where is this show?
Netflix.
On Netflix. Yeah. Good. And they show the
whole... first half of the season is out now, and the second half will be out later.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good. Very good. That's Kurt Wagner, everybody. Again, TVshowpatrol.com. Stick around. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.